Or of Life Effect Now, I'm Mitch Teich. The TV show Mad Men created a craze where people embraced vintage. Fans would throw parties and have vintage-themed weddings where the guests were to wear vintage clothing. A couple at Old World Wisconsin is taking that idea to a new, or let's say, older level. Anne Danko and Carl Kapphengst are having a vintage wedding, but they're not dressing up in 1960s mod attire. Instead, their look will be 1870s Pomeranian. The couple met while working at the Living History Museum, Old World, Wisconsin, and they'll return there tomorrow to get married at the museum's Kepsel House. In preparation, they've spent the past year researching and recreating the era, with details ranging from the bride's dress to the presence of a Hoxabitta. Danko is a historic interpreter there. Kapphengst is the food and crafts coordinator at Old World. They joined Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson recently and talked more about the significance of the region where they chose to base their wedding.
Pomerania is along the North Sea, the north part of Germany, and actually more into what is modern-day Poland. After World War II, Germany was divided up, and Pomerania ended up in what is today Poland. So there is no real modern Pomerania. It was a part of Germany that was fought over the centuries quite a bit. So they had a turbulent past.
Then why did you choose this wedding style to mark the beginning of your actual marriage together?
Well, two of our buildings, or several of our buildings at Old World, were built by Pomeranian immigrants. And it is a ethnic group that is one of the groups that make Wisconsin unique. And the architecture that surrounds it is very noticeable at Old World. It's one of our premier buildings was built by a Pomeranian carpenter and builder. So it was a very natural setting. It dates back to a conversation that Carl and I had quite some time ago, I can't even tell you when, where he made this just off-the-cuff comment and said, the porch at Kepsel House would be I always thought it would be the perfect place for a wedding. Well, being a woman, I just filed that away for potential future use. And after several years, we came back around to that same conversation.
So describe the building for us, for those of us who have never been to Old World, Wisconsin, or just remember that particular building. What is it like?
Well, it's a half-timber building, meaning it has wood framing that shows on the outside. And in between the big timbers are cream-colored bricks that fill in the spaces. It's very European-looking, not something you're used to seeing in America. So it's very out of the ordinary, but still very appealing even to the modern eye.
What are some distinctions for this kind of wedding, the Pomeranian wedding? What is this? What kind of different traditions are you taking on as opposed to the modern American wedding?
Well, the traditional Pomeranian wedding, we can start with and say, is typically 3 days long. Ours will not last for 3 days. Ours will be for a day, because the Pomeranians settled in tight-knit groups. We see some of their traditions from the old country blend with our American traditions, and that's kind of where we started. The most visible of all of the traditions is that of the wedding inviter, or the Hoxabitta. And he is typically the brother of the bride, or a brother of the bride, who is quite gaudily dressed in his black top hat, his red wool vest, and he is festooned with ribbons and bows, and he carries a staff of flowers and ribbons, and he travels the community inviting people to this wedding. These weddings, probably the biggest, most important thing about Pomeranian-style weddings and many European weddings is that they are a community event. They are intended to be a celebration by the community. In Pomerania, they very, very often took place after the harvest in the fall, so often November, even into December. There is lots of food to eat. People are tired of working for months at the harvest, and they're ready to have some fun. So the music flows, the drink flows, food is to be had, and there's lots of dancing and even some wedding pranks.
And you will have your very own Hochzeitbitte?
Yes, my brother will be, he is visiting from L.A., and he has agreed, very graciously agreed, to take on the role of the Hochzeitbitte.
It sounds very theatrical, like you need to be very confident in exclaiming the wedding.
Yes, he is fairly gregarious. He's an artist in Los Angeles, and so he's particularly going to be very good at this particular role.
Now, you actually found an authentic Pomeranian wedding dress that you're making a replica from.
Yes. The dress Carl and I saw back in 2010 at the Trinity Lutheran Historical Society in Freistadt, which is just north of or just near Mequon. And it is a very basic black silk dress that you may have seen just about any woman, American woman, own in the latter half of the 1870s. The one thing that can be said, it is out of beautiful black silk poplin, and it is immaculately tailored. This would be a dress that she would be able to use not only for her wedding, but then be able to continue to use for special occasions. What makes this dress special are two things. One is how it is adorned. It is adorned in burgundy trim. It's a dark red trim, which reflects not only has a little bit more modern look to the 1870s, but the color itself tracks into the traditional German folkwear. So there's these very subtle things that, although she may be assimilating into American culture, they're small little things that are going to show, indeed, that she is proud of her Pomeranian heritage. The dress itself was worn by a young lady by the name of Albertina Frederica Hilgendorf when she married Paul Frederick Wilhelm Radi in 1876.
Wow. Before the interview, you had actually mentioned that some of her descendants are coming to your wedding.
Yes. There are two gentlemen that will be at the wedding in traditional Pomeranian folkwear or tracht, and they will be special guests at the wedding themselves. The other significance to the dress is that whether you are talking about the Hilgendorfs or the Radis, these are families that helped settle the community of Freistadt, Wisconsin, and are very important to that area. They are, so it does have significance in that respect as well.
Pioneers of that northern suburbia.
Yes, very much so.
Now, Carl, what do you get to wear to this wedding?
I will be more Victorian American with the black wool dress suit, what's called a frock coat. It's a longer coat, which was typical all through the 1800s for dress and formal wear. And then I have a cream-colored double-breasted waistcoat, which reflects some of the ethnic background. It would be considered out of date by the 1870s, but it has a few hints back to the folk dress in Pomerania. It would be a little bit more common in the early 1800s.
Now, you're saying Victorian American. How would you dress differently if you were married in 1870 Pomerania?
They probably would have worn more folk costume, which would have been different than what you would have seen in America at the time.
You might have seen him in also a red wool vest, a black coat with tails, usually gray or white pants, and then knee-high leather, almost military-style boots. Again, much like the Hochzeitbitte, he would have maybe not a top hat, but he would have a black hat with ribbons and a large boutonniere as well. So he'd be very close to what the Hochzeitbitte is, as opposed to the dapper Victorian gentleman in his black coat and white shirt and proper vest and bowler top hat.
Sounds so romantic. Jane Austen.
Yes, very much so.
But neither one of you are Pomeranian, is that correct?
That is correct, at least as far as we know.
But any Germanic roots between the two of you?
I have a mere 16th German background in me. My great-grandmother was German. Carl has much more.
I have German on both sides of my family, and my surname is German.
Then are you tying in your real ethnicities into this wedding as well, or are you just trying to be strictly Pomeranian?
We are strictly being Pomeranian. People have asked us why we chose that ethnic group since we are not of that particular ethnic group. The fact of the matter is that Carl and I have been at Old World in one form or another for over 20 years. And regardless of which ethnic group we talk about that at Old World, whether we're talking about Pomeranian, we also speak of Norwegian and Finnish, Irish, Yankee, all of those groups have been part of our lives for the vast majority of our adult lives. So we've adopted many of their traditions. We speak of them as though they're our own. You could come over to our house and you might even be served that type of meal. So those ethnic groups are as much a part of us as our own, in my case, Polish and Slovak background, as they are all of us Wisconsinites. This is what makes our modern Wisconsin, are all these wonderful ethnic groups that have come together, and what makes our state so unique. So it's not as though we're not that ethnic group. We more or less all are, all of these ethnic groups.
It's your adopted ethnic group, essentially.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, Anne and Carl, thank you so much. Congratulations. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been quite the experience over the last year in this planning.
And by the way, we can follow you on your blog?
Yes, you can at Time and Time Again at blogspot.com.
Excellent. Well, we'll have a link to that on our website.
Thank you.
Again, Carl and Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anne Danko and Carl Kaphengst are getting married at Old World, Wisconsin tomorrow, an 1870s Pomeranian wedding that is open to the public. The wedding itself begins at 2 o'clock in front of the Kepsel House, and guests do not need 1870s Pomeranian attire. They spoke with Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson. A preview of the 16th Annual Milwaukee Short Film Festival comes your way next on Lake Effect from WUWM.